Investing in yourself and in your business. What does that even mean? Dylan, what the heck does that have to do with generating cash flow? Well, in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to walk you through how I believe investing in yourself and your business means you can unlock new cash that you didn't even know was there. So follow me through as I walk you through sort of three things I think you should know. I think it's something that has helped me, and it's something that I think about all of the time. And so if you're a small business owner trying to figure out how to generate more cash flow, here's a very simple rule or a principle that you can try to follow and adhere to all the time. So let's get started. Let's assume for a moment that you have been running your business for more than a day. You did all of the hard work to figure out how to muster up the strength and the courage to go out and start your business. And somewhere along the line, you got some customers. And somewhere along the line, you generated some revenue. And if you're lucky enough, you might have even generated some profit. So let's just take that for what it's worth and extrapolate that to say, most entrepreneurs never conscientiously get past that point. Nobody that I've met yet that runs a business said, I went to school to learn how to be an entrepreneur, to be a small business owner, and I took a course and poof, my business came into existence and it's been awesome. Rather, the story usually goes, I saw a need in the market, or I had a set of skills or experience, or I wanted to sell a product or offer a service, and so I decided to make the leap and become a business owner. That leap is made with, let's just call it, a backpack of knowledge and experience. And so you, with your backpack of knowledge and experience, you go out into the marketplace and you build a company. You start a company, you buy a company, but you make the step towards making an idea a reality, and you do that with a set of skills. Now let's fast forward. Let's say it's a couple of years in. The question to be asking yourself is, what got me here? And what got me here isn't going to get me there. It's a common statement made by many folks like me that like to talk about business, is this concept that what got you from zero to something doesn't get you from something to something great, that something has to change. And the logic is pretty simple. Most business owners start their business with a set of knowledge and experience that they rarely conscientiously upgrade. Now think about that for a minute. If you're running a business right now, and you were able to generate some revenue, some customers, and some profit, in essence, generate some value with a set of knowledge and experience that you've never bothered to upgrade, what would happen if you did intentionally choose to upgrade your knowledge and your skills? Well, the logic is, much like in yesterday's video, your business wouldn't be worse off if you made yourself better. Your business would be, on a probability basis, much better if you were able to go and upgrade your skills. So set in, I guess, let's use a math equation. Let's say you're 2 years in and you've made $100,000. You made that $100,000 off of the knowledge and skills that you have. So if you want to make $200,000, something has to change. You either have to bring people in that have the knowledge and the skills that you don't have, or you can get some knowledge and some skills to raise your game from 100 to 200,000. Now, I realize some of you are saying, wait a minute, Dylan, that, you know, that's not totally true. You know, market, we do marketing and we do sales and we start to build a flywheel effect and like people just know who we are and we've been around forever. Yeah, I understand that. But all of that activity is still happening off of a skill set that you probably had when you first started. And it may have gotten a little bit sharper as time has gone on, but if you haven't intentionally set out to learn something new or to upgrade your knowledge and your skill set, then chances are your business is probably going to just keep doing what it's doing. So here's three things you can ask yourself. And these are the three things that I ask myself in my business, and I'll walk you through some examples of what that practically looks like. Okay, so the first question is, what knowledge did you have when you started? Some people will say, I started my business and I'm doing exactly the same thing here that I was kind of doing before, but instead of doing it for somebody else, I'm doing it for myself. So the idea would be that you originally generated some cash off of like a base knowledge set or skill set, most likely wrapped around some experience. The next question you need to ask yourself is, what knowledge do you need to move forward? And so this is how you're going to generate more cash based on your efforts. So I generated some cash with my original skill set. Now In order to move forward, I've got to upgrade my skill set if I want to generate more cash. Or the third thing that you can consider is, what knowledge can you pay for that would help you move forward? And so what that's looked like in my life, here's an example. I started a business because I was caught up in the romantic idea of what it would be like to run and own a business. It was a romantic idea. It wasn't a financial decision, trust me. There's an argument to be made that if I knew what impact it would have to my finances, I may not have done it. But notwithstanding that, I started my business, and the knowledge and experience I had was in lending and in brokerage and in math, mortgage brokerage in particular, loan brokerage, raising funds from investors and working with them in deals. That's what I came to the table with. And then off of that skill set, I was able to build a very successful independent brokerage that subsequently didn't do so well in the financial crisis, and I had to kind of reshift and relearn. But the point is, I started my business off of a base set of knowledge. I think part of the reason why my business wasn't able to make it is because I didn't do the work I needed to do as the founder, as the owner, to make sure that our business was identifying the risks that we were exposed to. I didn't necessarily need skills like, how to do a bank reconciliation, but certainly as the owner of the business, I had an obligation, or rather, I had an opportunity to upgrade what I understood of the financial markets, what I understood of the market that our business depended upon in order to be successful. You know, in some businesses, that might look like starting to understand your supply chain. That might look like trying to understand the labor force. But started my business with a particular skill set. But I also noticed along the way that there was an opportunity for us to be competitive by offering some technology as part of the experience that nobody else in our market was offering. So, and I kind of had a mind that worked for it. So I sat down in front of a computer and I learned how to code a web app. And at the beginning, it was very, very simple. Can I get information into a web page? Can I get it out of a web page? So that was a skill that I had to learn as I kept building my business. Now, certainly I could have hired programmers, except I couldn't afford programmers, because as a small business, it's not as if you're always sitting on a bunch of cash. So I invested in myself. Because of the investment I made in myself in my off hours, I was able to then take what I had learned and introduce something new to our business that was the enabler for us to get past our competitors. And that software system ended up being able to handle workflow challenges. It was a contact management system before those were even really a thing. And so I was able to take some knowledge and experience that I didn't have when I started, put it into place, and it helped our business move forward. Now, as you just heard me say, there were other things I didn't know about that I wasn't even paying attention to, because I didn't have anyone like me saying, hey, what are you investing in to make sure that you can continue to generate cash in your business? The technology piece I did because A, I was interested in it, B, I couldn't afford to pay somebody else to do it, and C, I knew that for the kind of volumes we were doing, I couldn't continue to pay more administrative staff. At some point, I had to find some scalable leverage, and software was the enabler to do that. And then, as life went on, I was able to hire people that were able to use the software. We were able to do multiple more volume than we had ever done before, but then I peaked out. And I didn't try to learn anything new. Once I had put the software in place, there was, some tweaking that I had to do, but I didn't really lean hard on it. And I didn't switch gears and keep challenging myself to learn something new that would help me make sure that our business maybe could have avoided the financial crisis. I don't think so. But having maybe paid more attention to other examples of companies that had experienced some major market turbulence would have given me a heads up on what I could have done. Now, there's no way to predict that. I'm not kicking myself for not having done it, but rather using it to illustrate that as a small business owner, if what got you to where you are now was a set of skills and experience and knowledge that you had, it's unreasonable to think that that's going to get you to where you want to go. So either you have to improve, bring people on that can help you improve, or do some mix of either. And I think that the evidence becomes very, very clear that if you invest in yourself, that your business isn't going to be worse off, it's going to be better. So if you made 100 grand, you're not going to make 90 grand or 80 grand by investing in yourself and figuring out how to solve the next problem in your business. Now, again, not every problem you need to learn how to solve. Some problems you can hire someone to help with, but you may not have the money, You may not really even know what it is you need. When I was building software, I didn't even really know how to articulate what I needed. I just kind of needed to get at it. And I know other examples. I know people that have had to tweak their accounting systems. I know people that have had to tweak their sales processes. And the business owner steps into that role because they don't know what they need. So they step in, they do the work, and then they begin to understand, here's what we need to change. Here's what we need to fix in order to get to the next step. And as business owners, I actually think that's part of the excitement of running a business is not putting everything on autopilot, but business is a sport. There's always another competitor. There's always another milestone to hit. And so part of running a business is the excitement of saying, what do we need to do different today? What can I, as the founder, contribute to my team? Depending on that, whether it's your philosophy or not, mine is that I work for my team. My team doesn't work for me. There's nothing for me to do if my team decides to do nothing. So, you know, getting up every day and saying, hey, what else can I introduce to our team that's going to help them do a better job is exciting and is interesting. But investing in yourself and by default, investing in your business means that you will be able to generate more cash. Inevitably, if that's your focus, if that's what you're really thinking about, it's going to become apparent in what you need to learn how to do. And maybe it's something like inventory management. Maybe it's something like cash flow management. For me, I had to develop my own pro forma financial cash flow, my own pro forma cash flow statement that gave me like an 8-week look ahead because I really needed to understand where our cash, how it cycled in and out. And once I did that, it just sort of became part of my playbook that I now use across my portfolio. But again, I had to intentionally say, this is what I want to learn. So investing in yourself by default means you're investing in your business, and that investment is not going to produce less cash and less value in your business. In fact, it's going to create some more. So what do you need to do? I think what you need to do is figure out, when was the last time you learned something new? Like actually sat down and learned something new. When was the last time you read a book? When was the last time you listened to a podcast? When was the last time maybe you took an online course? When was the last time that you watched a tutorial video on something that the topic of which would be immediately useful in your business? One of the things I'm learning right now as I do this YouTube channel is how to be an online marketer. I'm learning all about thumbnails and content creation and distribution and click-through rates and all sorts of stuff. A, I find it interesting, but B, I also can see how this particular medium would be very helpful in our businesses. And so I need to know enough that I can understand how to apply what I'm doing here to our businesses, but I don't need to be an expert at it because there are people that are better at doing this than I am, but I do need to learn it because I'm going to have to be the one to figure out how to integrate it into what we're doing. But what is that for you? So what things could you be learning right now that maybe if you've identified some of the things that you think your business could be doing better, and that's just putting your pride and your ego aside and saying to yourself, what could our business do better? And then saying, what do I need to learn in order to make that happen? Because as the leader, I'm probably going to be the catalyst for this particular change that needs to happen. So let me go out and learn it. Either I'll pay someone to teach me, I'll do it on my own, I'll do some Google searches, YouTube, podcasts, whatever. I'll talk to Dylan. I'll say, hey, Dylan, can we have a coffee, virtual or in person? And let's just talk through this. But there is something to be said about investing in yourself and the impact that that's going to have on your business. And I think it's something that very few entrepreneurs pay attention to. I think that everyone works hard to start their business, but because of the busyness of what it takes to keep the business moving, that the opportunity to learn diminishes over time. But what also happens with time is that your business can atrophy. And the only reason it's atrophying is because all of that stuff you knew when you started your business was really valuable. But then your business just adopts it. And if you're not adding anything new into your business because you yourself aren't investing in yourself, then your business isn't going to produce a much different result than what it has produced historically. So my thesis is, if you invest in yourself, your business will not perform worse, it will perform better. It will generate more cash, generate more profit, and ultimately be more valuable. So the question is, what do you need to invest in order to make that same investment into your business? So think about that as you walk away from this video. Make sure to subscribe or drop some comments. Tell me what you think of this. Maybe you have a different thesis. Maybe you don't think it's worth learning anything new. Maybe you just think I can push a button, I can pick up the telephone, I can send an email, I can send a text, and all of the help is at my fingertips. Okay, you might be right. However, how do any of those people know what to do? If it's your business, you're the one that has all of the context and has that visceral sense of what needs to happen. And until you decide to invest in yourself, it doesn't make much sense to invest in other people unless all they're going to do is just maintain the status quo. So that's something to think about today as you go ahead and figure out how to generate more cash out of your business.